This is Tim Chase. I'm the Search and Rescue Coordinator for Lane County Sheriff's Office. From a search and rescue perspective, as the snow came in Sunday, we were already getting calls for service from people that had gone out to see the snow and ended up getting stuck. We ended up having teams out all night Sunday and returning Sunday morning as the full effect of the storm was becoming apparent. From that point, we continued to respond to emergency calls all day Monday. The county stood up its EOC and started dispatching SAR specifically to assist fire departments in making entry into difficult to access areas through a few of our groups, our special vehicle group, and then our ground resources that are able to walk up long driveways and carry someone out by litter, which has become very necessary for this whole event. And we've had several calls where we've had to walk in up to a mile to get someone and then carry them out, either because they have medical issues or because of a call for service for EMS.
So when a call comes in, was it coming through 911 dispatch?
Yeah, initially most of our calls were coming as either stranded person calls, which are sort of standard calls for search and rescue in the wintertime, or assist fire calls as we go to back up our local fire chiefs and fire departments in their call load. We have some specialized resources that not all the fire departments have and are able sometimes to get to people that they aren't able to get to and then bring them back to an ambulance when an ambulance can't get to them.
Quickly talk about your team, the people who are working with search and rescue.
The only way we could make this happen is with the volunteers that we have. It's an amazing group of people, over 200 volunteers. They really do give up a great deal of their time, effort, and money to make sure that they have the equipment, the training, and the personal fitness so that they can get the job done. We have had people in the field as of this morning, over 400 hours, person hours of on calls. The welfare checks alone, just going and knocking on doors, seeing if people are okay that someone has a concern about. And then the high priority is still life safety. We still have several calls coming in that have fire departments needing assistance getting to someone or someone having a medical concern that is going to become a life-threatening problem in the near future if they aren't able to get out and get some help.
What parts of the county have been where the crux of your work has been?
Obviously, as Highway 58 was closed for the period of time, Oak Ridge had to sustain themselves. We've been able to get access up there and have teams in the area doing more of our work. But a lot of the support up there was done through the locals, the local Oak Ridge Fire and Police Departments and their federal partners, the Forest Service, and some of the other folks up there. Outside of the Oak Ridge area, we've had numerous calls out in Lowell, up towards McKenzie Bridge, more or less all of the outlying areas. The real significance of the storm is how widespread throughout the county. And the snow load was difficult to drive in, but the biggest problem is the trees. Trees down on roads where to the point where getting a vehicle through just isn't feasible. And having to go in on foot and carry somebody out is really the best option for the short term.
Mm. You talked about the number of volunteers, boots on the ground. Talk about the number of calls.
So we have a call center set up for the non-emergency calls, and we are processing those as we can, sending out volunteers to knock on doors to talk to people, find out if there's some solution that we can get, if we can help them out of their house, get them on their way so they can help themselves. But the priority calls are still the life safety calls. We still have those come in. We've had over 10 official search and rescue missions during this event. So since Sunday, we've had 10 search and rescue missions on top of the welfare checks and the assist fire department calls that we're also handling. Like I said, over 400 hours, over 1,000 miles driven on our vehicles just for the search and rescue. And that is just such a small part of the response between all the different agencies that are represented in our EOC and in the response from this event, including all the fire stations, all the power companies, the transportation, Lane County Public Works, Eugene, Springfield, all the cities, all their public works Everyone's really pulling out all the stops and giving everything they can to help the community here. And it's amazing to see the amount of work that's getting done.
You're all in coordination. All of the departments are able to kind of communicate with each other. The lines of communication are open, so there's no duplication of effort.
Yeah, that's one of the things that the Emergency Coordination Center, our EOC, Emergency Operations Center at the county, is working between Public Works, the Sheriff's Office, Public Health, making contacts with the other agencies, transportation, power companies, and just like you said, trying to get a handle around what the problems are, coordinating those solutions and trying to get the job done.
Yeah.
Right now we have some injuries, but in Lane County, I don't know of any fatalities at this time.
So you did have amongst your volunteers, medical staff?
Yeah, our volunteers run the gamut, everything from basic first aid through MD. We have a medical director that writes medical protocols, so there are some things that we're able to do for patients when we get with them in the backcountry until we can get them to EMS. That's just our normal procedures for search and rescue, is expecting long patient times and carryouts. In the situation where we're at now, where that kind of response has been brought right into our towns and into even the rural areas that normally get a pretty fast response from EMS, the training and the work that my volunteers do, it makes a huge difference, because this is the kind of environment we're used to working in.
Mm. Although it is also a unique event.
Yeah, this is not the call load that we're used to taking. Our normal, in a normal year, we run between 120 and 170 search and rescue missions in a year. And we've had over 10 in the last 3 days.
What do people do, or how are they advised if they are worried about pets? Some people consider their pets parts of their family. I wonder if you've had any of those incidents in these mini calls, whether it's safety checks or more serious calls.
We have had some folks that we have evacuated out of areas that have had pets with them. It's definitely a concern for people, and it's something that the folks that are running our shelters have an awareness of. When the Red Cross and other agencies set up shelters, it's something that they have to be aware of, is allowing people to keep their pets with them if possible.
Indeed. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks.